was going 7 years ago.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask me the questions I won't know.
That the only thing we have to fear is
history,
by Whistleface.
By Whistleface, who are in attendance tonight. Thank you, Whistleface. Thank you, Limestone Comedy Festival 2014. Welcome to History Bluffs.
Well, before we get into it, just like, it's a big night for you. How are you? Are you okay?
Well, I have a giant hole in the crotch of my pants. I'm totally not joking. Enjoy the show. It's awful, but I'm gonna deal with it. I'm great. How are you?
I'm super good.
Hey, welcome to History Bluffs. My name is Bob Nugent, and this is my co-host, David Britton. Just for our own morbid curiosity, how many of you guys have actually heard the podcast before? What?
That's right.
Where are all those downloads?
You have a lot of dead family members, or you're not telling them about it, and that's sad. Please, spread the word. If you haven't heard of the podcast, thank you guys so much for coming out and listening. What this is our guest, whom is waiting back there, is going to come out and sit down, and we prepared a list of 10 questions about a dead historic figure. And the person we're bringing out has no idea who that is. So they haven't been able to prepare at all. They're going to come out here and pretend to be that historic figure. And they're going to find out about it when they come on stage. So,
and they will be graded.
They will. No, he's totally right. So there's 10 questions. We'll go through and we'll ask this person those 10 questions. For example, if they were, oh, hello, Abraham Lincoln, how are you?
I think they get it.
Okay. So you guys get it. We have two guests tonight, which we've never done before. We've never done a live episode before, so this is very, very exciting and super cool. So are you guys ready to get started? All right. I guess, are you ready? No. Stay right there. All right, let's get this show on the road.
Well, once he says your name, don't stay right there.
Yeah, when I say who you are, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Hey, he gets it. We're joined this evening first by a legend of the squared circle and truly an impressive and human specimen if there ever was one. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a big round of applause for our first guest this evening, Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is amazing.
This is. Is that chair comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, Andre, what we do here on the show is we prepared a list of 10 questions that we would like to ask you about your storied life and career. And you'll just...
Jovial.
I can't tell if he's angry or not.
I just hope that's how he answers every question.
just with a loud, angry guffaw. Language bluffs. We use the big words here, too. So, Andre, we'll just go down this list, and then we'll get you sent back to the afterlife. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right, let's start at the very beginning. What is your date of birth? What is your birthday?
Date of birth.
Yes.
I don't have one. I have a creation date.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Let's run with that.
Creation date, August 4th.
Okay, and a year?
What?
And a year?
1920.
August 4th, 1920. Yeah.
And funny thing, 8 plus 4 is 12.
Yes.
Minus 20 is negative 8.
All right.
Well, we thought that was funny.
I'm so large.
Created, as you've mentioned.
I was created in Augusta, Georgia.
In Augusta, Georgia, the United States. Yeah. And let's get right into it. A giant, I think, is a rather lofty description for any man, with the exception of yourself. Hey, how are you?
Sorry, I couldn't see you.
Okay.
This is a professional podcast. We move chairs. Giants is a lofty description for anyone, with the exception of yourself, I would say. So let's get it right out there. Exactly what is your height and your weight?
7'9".
7'9".
No, that's my weight.
Oh, your weight is 7'9"?
I don't use zeros.
Why would
7'9".
You? Why would you? 7'9". You know, we're just gonna let that one go. And
good choice.
And how about your height? How many ears of corn stacked up? I'm not good with analogies. You'll learn.
197 inches.
197 inches. Do we have any mathematicians in the audience that want to tackle that one?
That.
Yes. What?
That would be 70.
We expect you to answer kind of quick.
17 feet.
17 feet
high.
Sweet mother of Christ, that's quite tall.
14 ears of corn.
14 ears of corn. As accurate as any farmer I would trust. Now, because of your size, unfortunately, there are several things that you were not able to do while you were here on Earth with us. One thing in particular, which you often vocally lamented regret about. What was this?
Lamented regret about.
Is that
when you put plastic on a piece of paper?
Yes. Laminated regretfully. What was this activity that you always wanted to try that you were never able to do?
Cornhole.
Choke me? A cornhole?
These hands, they look so strong.
They do.
I crush the bags.
Oh, so we're speaking of the game, cornhole. Please, take your time. He's taking a drink of his water.
Cornhole the game, it's a beanbag toss.
It's a beanbag toss. So you're
trying to get the bag in the hole. Andre crushed bags.
Andre crushed bags.
Beans come out.
Andre crushed bags good.
Andre crushed bags good.
I think we can all agree with that. You are, of course, well known to many of our listeners, probably all of our listeners, as a wrestling man, a professional wrestler, if you will.
An artist, yes.
A ring general. Would you go that far?
I like ring general. I like ring general.
You do?
Got a nice ring to it.
I'm sorry. Hey, don't apologize so quick.
Hey, you know what?
No. No. Please tell me.
Shakespeare like pun.
Did he? Shakespeare like pun?
Yeah, he sure did. Pun's good enough for Shakespeare, it's good enough for us.
Mm. That's right. Mm.
Who said that?
Who said it's good enough for us?
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Oh, Andre the Giant. Yeah, I remember, I was there. Speaking of your role as a professional wrestler, you were represented by several different valets or managers, if you will, throughout your career. Can you just name a few of those for our listeners? Just people that were your managers that brought you to the ring.
It was one time. My first manager, a lot of people don't know about this. This was when I was coming up in the circuit. I was I was managed by Billy the Bass.
Billy the Bass, okay.
The Dancing Fish.
From Truck Stop.
Straight to the top. I thought we were going to go, but, you know, he had kind of a cocaine problem. He never made it out of the
How did he take
ranks.
This cocaine? How did he enjoy it?
Oh, right through the gills.
Through the gills. It'll hook a fish every time, folks.
So Billy the Bass.
He was large, yes.
And then, God, I wanted Elizabeth so bad.
Now, Elizabeth, a very famous valet. What did you like about her?
Was she Randy's sister? We'll never know.
No, we won't. We absolutely will not.
I wanted Elizabeth, and I wanted Ted DiBiase, but he didn't want to go to the other
You wanted
side.
Ted DiBiase, a wrestler as well. What did you like about Ted DiBiase?
I liked how he had a glittery dollar sign on his jacket.
Okay.
Andre like glitter, motherfucker! See, now that we're here, I can say that.
Yes, that's true. Were you afraid of him?
When you're 17 feet tall, 14 ears of corn, you're not gonna like glitter a lot.
He's telling the truth. Like, you were a champion of the sport also.
Yeah,
you won the tag team titles with a man you just mentioned, Mr. Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
What was the name of your tag team, the two of you?
Oh, Ted and the Giant.
Ted and the Giant?
Or no, it was Ted and the Giant Peach.
Ted and the Giant Peach.
based on the...
I always forget the peach part. I leave all zeros and fruits. Everything I say. My favorite song? Rama. Don't say fruits. They're invisible to me. I need meat!
Would someone please get this man some meat? He may be
on a sword.
On a sword.
Is that how you like? So like a churrascaria, a nice Brazilian steakhouse.
What do you call me?
Please keep your seat. Keep your seat.
They brought this chair out for a reason.
You know what bothers me is that I took that off the stage for a reason, and it's back.
I won't hit you with it.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I appreciate you not hitting me with a chair. You want to hit someone else with a chair?
Oh, he's out in the audience.
Oh, he's going.
I thought there might be a ladder under there.
Good job clearing the props before this.
Well, you know, I didn't want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, shit.
One of your worst fears in life was unfortunately exploited during your wrestling career.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was brought up in a storyline that was acted out on the screen. So can you tell me what that fear was and how they worked it into your story? And please, I'm asking Andre the Giant these questions. No one else has to answer.
Even if you know.
It was ribbons.
Ribbons? Okay.
Fancy department store ribbons.
I thought he said rickets.
Rickets, that's dangerous too.
No. Rickets is actually kind of a good time for just a weekend.
Can you get rickets just for a weekend?
Yeah, if you know the people I do.
Jake
the Snake, you saw that.
Yeah? Jake the Snake had rickets,
fancy
huh?
Ribbons.
Fancy ribbons. Now tell us.
Like from a department store, like
yeah,
Christmas.
Of course. Yeah. What was terrifying about these?
Well, my mom used to fray them out.
Okay.
When we were kids.
Sure, yeah.
Make them twirly twirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During the holidays, just with them sharp scissors. Was Andre a good boy this year? Andre, good boy, mama. Was Andre a good boy this year?
Dave, was Andre a good boy? Please answer.
He was very good.
Yeah, dude, very good boy. Very good boy. Andre is a very good boy.
Andre was always a good boy.
Always. Still is. Still is.
Were you afraid of getting curled up? Do you think she was going to curl up?
Are you making fun of me?
I'm going to move my chair again. I'm just curious. Did you breastfeed?
Definitely not on the list.
Well,
we still want to know.
Did your mother, were you swallowing?
Oh, my mom, I thought you meant me. I was like, how'd you hear about that?
Did you breastfeed Jake the Snake Roberts? That's what we're all here to know.
Well, I did breastfeed the snake.
Just the snake?
You'd be amazed what a male nipple can do under the right situation.
I would.
I read about that. That's true. That can happen.
I did breastfeed.
We're going to talk about that later.
Jake Snake.
Yes. real name. What was his real name?
Oh, the snake? No. Theodore.
Oh, Theodore the Snake. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Jake the Snake's real name.
Yes. Yes, actually.
What are you asking me?
We're asking you. I thought you were asking
Jake the Snake's real name or the snake's real name? Why would I lie about the snake's name being Theodore?
Now, I would never insinuate that you were lying to us. That absolutely is not the case.
Are you talking about Theodore Stunt Double?
I'm completely
Barney. That was Barney the snake.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Barney didn't have as many spots. It's a fun fact.
Wrestling trivia. Yeah.
That's on the inside of a Laffy Taffy. Don't ask me what flavor, because I can't say it.
Well, then let's continue on this path of these terrifying ribbons. How did they work this into your wrestling story?
Well, one day. I'm supposed to wrestle Hulk, you know?
And who's that?
I'm talking about Lou Alfrigno.
Lou Alfrigno?
They're doing some promo for the TV show at the time, so they did a cross promo thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm supposed to be, it's supposed to be the Hulk versus the Giant, and I walk out from back, getting ready to walk down the ramp to the adoring fans, and I realize the most sinister trick. They have replaced all of the ropes on the ring with ribbons.
I would have never guessed that. I remember that match, and I thought it was quite strange.
They passed out big scissors in the front row. No, I wouldn't wrestle. Forfeited.
Just gave up. You don't strike me as a quitter. Why were you not able to overcome this fear and get in there and
rap.
He just said he wasn't. Why are you giving him shit? He couldn't overcome it and he forfeited.
Look, I don't need any shit from you, all right?
I'm already scared.
You know, sometimes in baseball when there's a protest, under protest.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Okay, so you just raised your hands. You were like, I can't.
Under protest. I quit under protest.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's move on from wrestling and we'll talk about something a little more pleasant. You were known as an actor. Many of our listeners would know you. From what would you say your most famous role is?
Oh, I'd say Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride?
Sure, of course.
What was the name of the character you played in that?
Oh, Big Dog.
Big Dog?
Yeah.
What kind of a...
Actually, I also ghost wrote that.
You also ghost wrote that?
I'm a writer for that.
That was a fantastic... did you ghost write the screenplay or the book that...
No, the series of novels, the young adult novels that followed.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's more like fan fiction then, or
Princess Runaway Bride was another one. I really liked it.
They used a pen name for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, what was your pen name?
Tiny Cat.
Who could have ever put those two together? Not me.
You were also on an episode of a very popular television show, and this is kind of weird. What was this show, and what character did you portray? It was kind of strange.
Oh, yeah, it was Kid Video. I played Master Blaster.
Oh, sure, yeah, Kid Video.
That was an alternative universe.
Flip side.
What kind of a show was this Kid Video show?
Oh, they had cats on roller skates. They had humanoid children that would cross into a cartoon world and become a rock band.
This is still on the air, right?
Oh, it's probably on. Andre.
Yeah. You think?
It's cartoon?
Oh, it's on that,
Oh, shit.
It's on that, what's that, it's on that.
Do you want to just have a different, like, we can just, I think he's thinking of,
Computer!
Internet. One of my favorite channels.
Internet.
We're coming, unfortunately, to the end of your story, as we always do. We have to talk about your unfortunate demise and when you left us here on the material plane. Tell us, how and when did you die? Let's start with when. When did you die? What was the date of your death?
Ironically, it was also August 4th.
Okay. And the year?
2000.
The 2000. So that would have made you...
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think I died earlier.
Uh-huh.
Those same people probably think Osama bin Laden wasn't killed 15 different times.
Suckers.
I'm not trying to get into this. Thank you. Yeah. Osama bin Laden has been dead for 24 years. The U.S. government has used him to placate. Now... I'm not trying to get into
it. I feel safer.
You may have heard reports about a giant humanoid being killed and shot down in Afghanistan.
King Kong?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go to Snope, or go to alexjones.com. You will hear about a giant humanoid, 17 feet tall, shot down in Afghanistan, then transported back to the United States via military plane.
And once you were brought back to the United States...
I was the cave crusher. I went around just crushing caves, looking for that goddamn Osama. Crushing caves.
Thank you for your
service. Thank you for your service. I mean,
I probably shouldn't even be talking about it.
I can tell you, I definitely do not have government clearance to know these secrets. So.
I'm good.
What are they going to do, kill me twice?
Did he say he died 14 times already? Or?
No, that was Osama bin Laden.
Andre the Giant is not Osama bin Laden.
There's one thing we want to clear up on this show. That's it.
When you were returned to the United States from proper burial, where were you buried? Where are your remains located?
Oh, funny story. Underneath the big killer whale tank at SeaWorld. If you play the documentary Blackfish Backwards...
Which I love to do.
While listening to the first Mars Volta album, they will sing. And my burial location will be revealed in coordinates.
De-loused in the crematorium, right?
Thank you for that.
You know the name of the first Mars Volta?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking American, all right? You got one of them Taliban beards if I ever did see one.
We looking at number 15 right here.
Oh.
All right, everyone calm down.
Yeah, all right, Osama. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big round of applause for our wonderful guest, Mr. Andre the Giant. We've had a wonderful time learning from you.
I was going to do a rope.
Please. Oh, yeah, please. You can get up and dance around all you like.
Rope run.
Okay.
You know, remember
Jeez,
that?
I'm horrified of what's about to happen. If you fall and hurt yourself, we're all going to die. That's what's going to... Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
Look at that. Such agility and speed for a large man. You could have clotheslined you. You could have been clotheslined to death.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, please. Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Ryan Singer, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan was kind enough to do this with us. Ryan is one of the headlining performers here at the Limestone Comedy Festival, so you'll get to see him. Yeah, absolutely. So you'll get to see him tomorrow and...
Saturday. Just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow?
Three shows tomorrow.
Fan fiction.
I'm just gonna keep repeating it. Okay,
they gave you guys all a little booklet, just like.
I don't know why. Am I allowed to talk about what just happened?
Absolutely, yeah. Of course.
First of all, believe the Osama stuff personally.
Right, of course.
No, but I don't know why I had that voice, but it was fun.
I like that. It wasn't really Andre the Giant's
voice. No.
I loved about it.
Not at all.
Now you have your own podcast, Me and Paranormal You, right?
It's, yeah, I call it a mind cast.
Yeah, a mind cast.
Yeah.
So, tell us what that's like.
Well, I interview people with paranormal abilities. So, like, if someone is clairvoyant or has precognitive dreams of the future,
mm-hmm.
I've had a guest who can communicate with nonverbal autistic people in the dream world, improving the relationship in the real world. I've talked about ayahuasca.
I don't know if they should be laughing right now.
it's serious. It's Me and Paranormal You. I've been doing it. I don't have episodes, I have experiences,
sure.
I guess I call them.
It's all about Brandon, you know, it's the year 27.
Oh, wait.
See, you're not very fast.
You should have caught that. RyanSingerComedy.com,
at
RySing on Twitter.
At RySing.
And it's MeAndParanormalYou.com is the podcast. You guys should check that out.
I'm going to be hypnotized and have a past life regression, I believe it's called, I'm going to record it.
Oh, okay.
So
sure.
I'm going to find out.
If you turn out to be Andre the Giant,
wouldn't that be the fucking best?
That would be the best thing that ever happened.
I'm holding out hope for that. That's what's happened. So you portrayed Andre the Giant during the last segment. How do you think you did? How many questions do you think you got right?
I feel like I probably got one actually right.
I think that's the most honest answer we've ever gotten on the show, to tell you the truth.
I think I got Princess Bride. I think that was, he would probably say that was his best one.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you what we do now is we go down and we'll quickly see how he did. We'll recap the story. Andre Rene Roussimoff was born May 19th, 1946, so about 26 years off there. He was born in Grenoble, France. So
Grenoble. God, it sounds like a delicious Chernobyl.
It's a Russian breakfast cereal that they make in France. And his measured height and weight during his career was 7'4" tall. So about 10 feet short there. Okay. And 520 pounds, oh, which is... Does anyone weigh 520 pounds in here? Okay. Because of his size, there were several things that Andre could not do. Roussimoff always had a secret wish, and this is kind of tells the entire story of the guy, to go and see a Broadway show.
Really?
Yeah.
He couldn't go see a... Why couldn't he sit in the back?
He never went because he was worried that if he sat in a seat, he would block the viewing experience for other people behind him. So he never put himself out there.
Sit in the back.
Sit in the back.
I've seen one movie in my entire life in an empty movie theater.
Sure.
And it was Finding Forrester, that movie.
Sean Connery. And
I wouldn't shut the fuck up the whole time. It was the best experience of my life. He's like, punch the keys. I'm like, you tell him, motherfucker! Like, it's the best. I wish we could unbury him.
Take him to a Broadway.
Oh, Andre the Giant.
Because he had enough money probably to have his own show put on fire.
I would say probably. There should be a Andre the Giant musical, if you ask me. That would be
I could
see that. He was represented by many different people on television as a wrestler. Lord Alfred Hayes, Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Slickster. Who could forget the Slickster, right? Sensational Sherry, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
That's that son of a bitch. Yeah. I couldn't remember his name.
And Mr. Fuji, which there was never, and this is saying a lot, never has there been a more racist caricature
than Mr. Fuji,
in all of wrestling. Google it.
He was a jalapeno.
Mr. Jalapeno?
I don't know why I'm pursuing this.
This is an opportunity for more racist comedy. Let's jump on it, Ryan.
Nobody's ever done that before.
That's the usual way on our show.
At the inaugural SummerSlam pay-per-view held at Madison Square Garden, Hulk Hogan and champion Macho Man Randy Savage were known as the Mega Powers. And they faced Ted DiBiase and Andre the Giant, known as the Mega Bucks. That's a pretty lame name.
Before Bischoff was writing.
Yeah, the special guest referee was Jesse the Body Ventura. And during the match, the Mega Powers manager, Miss Elizabeth, distracted everyone else in the ring when she climbed up and removed her yellow skirt and walked around in her underwear when distracted.
And I'll tell you what, that's the day I became a man.
That was the day?
Well, when I figured it out.
And this allowed... So Andre and DiBiase lost the tag team titles then. Someone said it in the audience, actually, but he was, in real life, he had, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, ophidiophobia, which is a fear of snakes. He was terrified of snakes. And they worked that into a storyline with Jake the Snake Roberts, actually. And Jake the Snake Roberts had a large snake that he would bring in with him and throw it on people.
But aren't ribbons just...
No, he did. He threw it on people. I'm not making that up. It's the 80s, man. Shit was crazy. Damien, that's right. Yeah, okay. He knows what he's talking about.
Wait, were you trying to get your ribbon answer, like, counted as a point?
Well, yeah, I was going to say ribbons are, like, just softer snakes.
What? Science.
He branched out into acting, of course, The Princess Bride, which we all know and love. He also... this is crazy. In his U.S. acting debut, he played a character on the $6 Million Man TV show, if you know what that is.
Oh, shit. The $7 Million.
Two episodes, Andre the Giant portrayed Bigfoot. Sasquatch, yeah. They were just like, you're a freak of fucking nature anyway, so we're just going to cover you in more hair. Very hairy individual, and stuck him on TV. He was also on The Greatest American Hero, BJ and the Bear, and The Fall Guy.
Did he play the bear?
Yep. No, he played the truck.
I wonder what his European acting debut was, because you said U.S. acting.
He was in a French boxing movie. That was the only other thing that he was in. Why is that funny?
Okay.
Rusamoff died in his sleep of congestive heart failure on the night of January 27th, 1993, in Paris. He was in Paris to attend the funeral of his father when he died in his hotel room. There is nary a happy story on History Below.
I couldn't actually be him, though, because I was born in 92.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So I couldn't.
He was cremated according to his wishes, and his ashes were scattered at his ranch in Ellerbe, North Carolina, where he's buried today. Well, his ashes are, I guess.
Oh, wait, but they were scattered, so not buried.
Well, I'm sure some of them.
So if you want to see Andre the Giant, just drive into Ellerbe, roll down your window, take a big deep breath.
And that's the story of our friend Andre the Giant, ladies and gentlemen. Big hand for Ryan Singer. He's all done. One point.
10%.
10%.
Not the worst we've had.
F minus.
F plus.
We're going to give him an F plus. We have another guest coming to the stage right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined by one of the most brilliant people to ever live. Someone who's revered by some and reviled by others for his advancements. And for some reason, he's trying to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for our guest, Mr. Albert Einstein. Welcome.
Before we get too into this, I would just like to let everyone know I'm not sure what my role on the show is either. So we're all on the same page.
Albert, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
You're looking well.
Thank you. It's nice to finally get to Bloomington.
Yeah, it is.
Happy to have you.
Now, Albert, what we're going to do here is we've got a list of simple questions, 10 questions about your historic life. We'll go down the list, ask you these questions, answer as honestly as you can, and we'll get you back to the afterlife. How does that sound?
You can take your time. Yeah. I'm in no hurry to go back.
Is it not pleasant back there?
Well, too many autograph seekers.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Should carry a pen.
Well, the sad part is half of them think I'm Mark Twain.
How would our listeners know Mark Twain?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. How would our listeners know Mark Twain?
I have no idea what your demographic is. But that question does scare me.
Let's start at the beginning of your story, as we always do here. And I'd like to ask you, what is your date of birth? What is your birth date?
I was born...
Yes?
On the square root... December 199 in the year 1,800,9924.6 repeating.
Yes.
It's gonna be hard to calculate this one, I feel like. That'd be you.
If you haven't already, please get out your calculators for the remainder of the show.
Where's our mathematician now? What are you going to say now?
What do you got now? We will require you to show your work. Tell us where you were born. Tell us about the place you were born.
In a lovely, peaceful country called Germany.
Germany, sure. Very famous for being serene and peaceful.
Very easygoing, tolerant people.
Sure, sure. Was there a specific city or township that you were born in?
I was born in Hamburg.
In Hamburg, Germany. Okay.
Later made famous, of course, by the Beatles.
That is actually accurate. Yeah. I did a lot of touring.
10 points. Because of something that occurred during your childhood, a medical disorder you suffered from, known as Einstein syndrome.
Now.
It's named after you now. It's Einstein syndrome.
It's like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you tell us what this the syndrome
or Parkinson's?
Now who was Parkinson's disease named after?
Parkinson.
Okay. What was his first name? Her first name? Its first name?
It. It's not a robot disease. It's a human. I don't know. Sometimes with Lou Gehrig. Well, Lou is the only one I can know who has his first name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a disease. With me, it's Einstein's. With Parkinson, it's Parkinson's.
Sure, of course.
Lou gets a first name.
Lou gets his first
name. You're right. What's that about?
It's a fine point.
Right.
I'm not trying to argue.
Turn the table about him. What is that?
I'm going to take that up when I go back to the afterlife.
Okay. Send us a correspondence or something.
So sure. I'll send it through Ryan Singer.
It's probably
through his podcast.
Yes. through someone on his.
We're all talking about that in the afterlife.
It's very popular.
We can't wait to get in on that hot Ryan.
He's gonna have to sign a lot of autographs when he gets to the afterlife.
He's like our biggest champion.
A champion, you say? Yeah. So Einstein syndrome. What exactly was this? How did it affect you? How does it affect people that suffer from it?
Well, it starts at an early age.
Okay.
And you come up with this. How can I say? Your brain, or my brain,
yes,
one's brain starts to come up with very convoluted and creative ways to destroy all of humanity.
All of humanity.
It's a fatal disease for everyone, really.
Sort of an extinction plan, then, is it?
Yes. It's like I'm the Typhoid Mary of disaster.
Typhoid Mary syndrome.
Who's that one named after?
Oh, that's where she only has her first name.
Yeah, just Typhoid. He's right. Typhoid Mary. Einstein, ladies and gentlemen, he's smart. He knows stuff.
Well, when you have a disease named after you, you spend a lot of time learning about it.
Of course, of course. At age 40, you were married to a wonderful woman, someone. Oh. Someone whom you had already had an interesting connection to, something many of our listeners would find a little bit odd. Tell us who she was and what this connection between the two of you was.
Well, she was my secretary.
Okay, and why was that an odd connection?
I guess I can say it now. Every one of my ideas I stole from her.
Oh my God. That's shocking. That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
So
it's time she got credit.
Yeah.
Let's give her the credit now. From now on, yes. Let's hear it for the woman who gave me all my ideas.
And her name was.
That's how I refer to
her. And her name was. Oh, that's how you refer to her.
To be referred from now on as the woman who gave Einstein his ideas.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Theory of wow.
Relativity.
Yes, yes, yes.
You thought I was going to make an incest joke, didn't you?
You know, for once in my life, I don't think I was. In your later life, you were a member of a very interesting organization, a group that many of our listeners would be kind of surprised that you were a part of. Tell us about this group.
Well, I was new to America.
Of course.
And I had not really ever heard before of the Ku Klux Klan. Okay.
Very popular. I hear about it all over the place.
They're not big in Germany.
What kind of group was this?
In fact, you might say they're unnecessary.
Because of all the peace.
Yes.
Because of all the peace.
So I joined, and but as soon as I realized what they really were up to, I quit right away.
You gave up. You're just I don't want to be part of this.
Sorry? No.
You apologized. That was nice of you.
I did apologize, because, you know, they, yeah. You don't want to anger them.
How far up the ranks had you moved by the time you quit?
I became governor of Indiana.
You can clap all you want, you assholes. That's not very high. That's not very high.
It's one of the highest ranks in the Klan.
Is it?
Yeah.
Far be it for me to argue with Einstein about the Klan. I don't want to argue with Einstein about the Klan.
No
one does.
No one does.
Later in your life, while on vacation, terrible things happened in your homeland, forcing you to never return again. Tell us about that. Tell us what happened.
I forgot where I live.
Okay. That can be difficult for anyone.
Yeah,
you heard of an absent-minded professor? That's actually the other disease named after me.
Okay. Is that like a nutty professor?
Pardon?
Is that like a nutty professor? Or?
No.
Okay. I appreciate you shaking your head up and down when you said that.
Did I shake my head up and down?
Yes.
How do you say no in America?
Just like
the other way, right?
I guess.
Okay. Sorry.
So you couldn't return to your homeland of Germany?
No. Oh, wow, you're talking about the Nazis.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. I thought you meant my home in Connecticut.
No. I meant
before I moved here.
Homeland.
Yes,
homeland.
Oh, gosh, how easily he slips the mind.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Yes, well, the Nazis made it very uncomfortable for mathematicians.
How is that? What specifically did they do to discourage you from going back?
Well, They had a cartoon in the papers about me.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, it's called Little Einstein.
Okay.
And I would always get into mischief. You know, like once I was trying to build a coffee maker.
Like you do.
And I blew up Strausberg.
Unforgivable.
And after that, I could never return to my beloved homeland.
Your beloved homeland of Germany.
I gotta admit, I kind of want to read that.
I think there's
another time.
Maybe you can get him to sign
it. Another one.
I'll sign it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I was trying to build a sled.
Uh huh.
And I blew up the other half of Stroudsburg.
What do you have?
It was a nuclear sled.
What do you have against the Strauss? Is that what they're called? The Straussies?
Les Strauss. I hate them because they think they're French.
That will not fly in Germany,
no.
As far as I understand.
No.
You're perhaps most known for, we discussed this earlier, you brought it up, your theory of special relativity, or E equals MC squared.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very fantastic. If you guys have never heard of it, I'm telling you, it's some grade A science.
Thank you.
I think he got an A on it, is what I'm trying to say. You know what? Shit. Please tell us what this equation means, what it stood for, and what it did for the scientific world.
E equals MC squared.
Yes, yes.
Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared.
Squared. And what did that mean? What did that mean in layman's terms?
Okay.
I'll tell you what. How did that affect your average person? What did it mean to the average person that this theory?
Okay. Let's say you want to look younger.
We all do.
You hop on a train going 200 million miles a second.
Right? Fast. That's fast. It's a fast train.
Very fast. And then you come back after a year, and you will not have aged at all. But everyone around you will have aged an entire year. Actually, even more, because they'll have been worrying about you. That's called Strasbourg.
My friends and colleagues to compose a letter to the President of the United States, which he actually read. It was sort of an advisement that you wrote. What president was this, and what did this letter say?
Well, it was President Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt?
Yes. And I wrote him a nice letter saying that he should not develop nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Good because advice. They're very, very dangerous.
Right. Now, as many of our listeners know, the United States did develop nuclear weapons and then used them. So why weren't you listened to, do you think?
I should have written it in English.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. Probably.
2020 hindsight.
Yeah, right. You were probably super embarrassed when Roosevelt got to the afterlife.
Well, that when that Hiroshima thing blew up.
Okay, yeah.
I said, okay, I wonder if it did get to him.
I'm gonna say no.
He could walk.
He could?
In the afterlife.
Sure.
In the afterlife.
No, polio in the afterlife, as far as I know.
He still has polio.
Oh, he still has polio. Poor guy.
It's not a perfect eternity.
Right, of course.
Because he cheated on his wife.
Is that how he got polio? Or how he got to the afterlife?
No. It's why he still has a bit of... He'll have polio for another 100 million years.
Okay. It's a punishment.
Yes. It's like the Catholics believe in purgatory.
Yeah.
It's like that, but real. But he'll be in 100 million years, he'll be fine.
It's barely, it's a blink in the eye of eternity.
A blink in the eye of the Lord. Or eternity. Same thing.
It's beautiful. We're coming to the end of your story, and as we do with all of our guests, we have to talk about your unfortunate demise. So tell us, first off, when did you die? What was the date of your death?
I died in...
Someone write this down.
I'll make it easy.
Oh, thank you. I'd appreciate it. I'm not a smart man.
January 1st, 1955.
January 1st, 1955. Mm-hmm. And how did you die?
Underneath Marilyn Monroe.
It's our second wrestler up there.
Yeah.
let me do the math real quick. This is 1955. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe died at 20, I want to say 22, 23, 1962, so she was 15?
You're going backwards.
I'm aware of this.
She died at 36 in 1960.
Oh, wow. You got prime, then you got like prime Marilyn Monroe. This is wrong, I shouldn't be talking about this. I don't like the picture I'm painting in my head. Did she like the mustache?
It did make her tickle.
And if our listeners perhaps wanted to go and visit your remains, where would they do that? Where would they go and visit your place of rest?
I am buried.
Okay.
In Yale at the cemetery?
Yale University, of course.
No, the lock company. Yes, of course.
Einstein brought jokes.
Yes, they have a little, right? You've heard of the Skull and Bones Society?
Yeah, I've heard.
With
I've
George heard Bush and all those guys?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I'm one of the bones.
I see. Well, Mr. Einstein, thank you so much for joining us.
Tess lies the skull.
One moment.
What? Tesla is the skull.
Nikola Tesla is the skull?
And I'm the femur.
And you're the... So all of you...
Edison is the fetlock.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Neither... No, I don't know if...
I don't know what it is either.
I think it's actually sinew.
Not a bone at all.
No, no one plays with that.
Well, Mr. Einstein, thank you so much for joining us. We learned a lot. So much. And please, enjoy eternity.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Mr. Emo Phillips, the legendary Emo Phillips. We are so very lucky and thankful that you took time out to do this. So thank you so much, first of all, for doing this. How's it going? How are you doing? How do you like in Bloomington?
Are these rhetorical?
You don't have to answer them in order, but...
I love this town.
Yeah, you've been here a few times, right?
Yes, many times. It's really wonderful. It's the Austin of Indiana.
Also, yeah. Austin. Oh, Texas, right.
Yeah.
It's fucking late, guys.
That's why we don't do geography, both.
Yeah, we're not good at maps. Emo is on Twitter at Emo Phillips, correct?
Just with one L.
Just one L.
Some Jasper took the 2L version.
Jasper.
And by doing so has stolen the bulk of my fame.
If you had to put a number on it, how much is the bulk of your fame, a percentage?
He's probably gets... Whenever someone says, oh, I saw Emo Phillips, uh-huh. They usually have two L's.
Okay.
And it goes right to his account to avoid.
You're also on the web at emophillips.com is your website.
Now, that's
definitely
different.
Two L's. That's,
no.
Oh, no, that's also
I have,
one L.
I bought the one L, and I bought the two L, and I even bought the three L for my Welsh fans.
You always want to satisfy the Welsh.
Yes.
So again, thank you for joining us. We're going to go through and see how you did portraying Albert Einstein. How do you think you did? How many questions would you say you got right, just if you had to guess?
12.
Okay. We'll start right at the beginning. Albert Einstein, born March 14th, 1879. So you were very close. He was born in Ulm, the kingdom of Württemberg in the German Empire. So Germany, I'm going to give you that one. That's definitely a point. He had a medical disorder or something that occurred during his childhood was named after, this medical disorder was named after him. And some people say that he never spoke until he was around 4 years old. So Stanford economist Dr. Thomas Sowell coined the controversial term, the Einstein syndrome, to describe very smart children that don't speak until
you know, very late in their life. So, often misdiagnosed as autistic or retarded, and it's just, yeah, they just didn't talk until later, and they turned out to be very bright people.
I had nothing to say.
No one can blame you. No one could blame
Everything
you.
Everything was fine.
Age 40. What's that?
I had that.
You had that?
Just what? The stupid kid part.
Oh, yeah, just the dumb kid part. That's the part where I was at. What's the most dangerous thing you ate as a child?
Squid.
A squid?
Well, it was like a giant one.
Oh, like a really big squid.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. At age 40, Einstein was married to his cousin. Einstein married to his cousin. Elsa Lowenthal, June 2nd, 1919. They had had a relationship for about 7 years before that. She was his first cousin maternally and his second cousin paternally. So, double cousin.
I was from southern Germany.
Kind of stuff swings like that. Later in his life, he was part of a very interesting organization that I would have never guessed this. He rightfully so, supported the exact opposite of what you said, racial tolerance. He was a member of the NAACP when he came to America in Princeton. He campaigned for civil rights of African Americans. He was often seen alongside W.E.B. Du Bois. In 1946, Einstein called racism America's, quote, worst disease, seeing it as handed down from one generation to the next. Yeah, you can clap for that. Sure, whatever.
Smart man.
For his gonorrhea, there's no picnic either.
Not anymore.
No.
While he was on vacation, he couldn't return home very correctly, as you answered, because of World War II. The Nazi Party, February 1933. Einstein knew that he couldn't return to Germany with the rise of the Nazis under Hitler. In a letter that month, he wrote, quote, "Because of Hitler, I don't dare step on German soil," end quote. So he never went back. Yeah, he made America his crib. I don't know. It's He's perhaps most known for this theory of special relativity, and you were almost exactly right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, right?
Okay. Didn't I say that?
That's what he said.
Okay. I just want to make sure. That's definitely a point. You're right on there. 100% there. He was enlisted by friends. This is another point. Friends and colleagues dropped stuff on the floor. They urged him to write a letter to FDR warning about the development of the atomic bomb. So another point right there. Just like I said, completely ignored. The Manhattan Project still came about, and of course we dropped those awesome bombs all over the place. We dropped them everywhere. We're really good at it. He died April 18th, 1955, after suffering a burst blood vessel. He did get the year right. That's another point. No, that's definitely a point. He got the year right. Absolutely. His remains, this is strange. During the autopsy, the pathologist of Princeton Hospital, Thomas Stoltz Harvey, removed Einstein's brain for preservation without the permission of his family in the hope that neuroscience of the future would be able to discover what made him so smart. Einstein's remains were then cremated without his brain, and his ashes were scattered at an undisclosed location.
At least he's safe from zombies.
How many did you get there? Did you count those up?
I got four.
You got four? Yeah. Four. 40%, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that right?
That's a new high score.
That's
a new high score.
That's
a new high score. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for our guest, Elo Phillips. History Blood.